The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
We get a chance to talk to a man who is a two-time NBA All-Star. He was an NBA Sixth Man of the Year, 1988 Final Four, Most Outstanding Player in the NCAA Tournament, 2014 Conference USA Coach of the Year, and a College Basketball Hall of Famer. He is ESPN College Basketball Analyst Danny Manning, who joins us here on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line on the Home Team in Hamilton Show, here on The Fan, 680-93.7 FM. Danny, thank you for joining us. Good to talk to you as always.
Thank you very much for having me, and I hope your day is going well.
It is so far. Not for the folks, though, in Cavaliers country. Your thoughts on the news coming down that the Cavaliers get to this point of the season. Tony Bennett, a guy who is just a pillar of coaching in not only the ACC but in all of college basketball. Now he and his team will not be able to finish their journey at the ACC tournament as their game and their season effectively in the tournament has come to an end due to COVID-19.
Well, that was the news that I woke up to this morning. I'm on a junket of radio interviews today, and the very first person I talked to shared that information with me, and I had not heard that yet. So that's very unfortunate. You know, I know Tony personally. He's a great coach and terrific team, and I just watched their game the other day.
Well, you believe
that's always tough and heartbreaking to hear.
When you believe that coaching makes all of the difference sometimes, what do you see from a coach like him and Josh Pastner, who's really turned things around when you see where the Jackets were a few years ago and now where they are as they head to the ACC championship game?
Well, I think they're the demeanors of those guys. You know, Tony is a tremendous person, and so is Josh. I've competed up against Josh from our Conference USA days when we were competing there and then in the ACC. And the job that Josh has done this year has been really, really good. It's been outstanding, to be honest with you. They start the season off a little bit rocky, but a lot of that, in my estimation, needs to be contributed to the COVID situation and not having your routine down of practice and being told this is how you need to run your program. And then Josh makes a couple pivots, a couple turns. They start doing things a little bit differently. And then you talk about Jose Alvarado. You talk about Moses Wright. You talk about Mike DeVoe, Jordan Usher. You know, those guys have had a tremendous year. And the way that Josh has been able to throw teams off kilter with his defense and then their offensive flow has been outstanding.
ESPN College Basketball Analyst Danny Manning joining us here via the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line.
Coach, to piggyback off of what you just said, in your opinion, how important is player accountability when you're dealing with COVID-19 and off-the-court issues to make sure the players are holding each other accountable?
Player accountability is huge. But I also reflect back on my days in college, and you know what? I didn't make all the best decisions sometimes, right?
Right.
You know, and there was no virus going on. So the amount of respect that I have for all these young people that have put themselves in a very unique situation, you know, the mental toll of going to practice, competing at a high level, challenging your teammates on the court, and then going back to your living quarters and staying there. You know, when I look back on my college years, I really reflect on the relationship piece, going over and hanging out with friends, going out to eat, going over to somebody's house to have a meal. And that piece is being taken away from these guys. And so the one that they need to maintain, to continue to give themselves a chance to play, is something that I really admire. And having said that, it's still tough because the virus is out there.
How do coaches settle guys down? There are going to be some guys that are anxious, but also some guys that might be a little bit revved up. What goes into that piece of coaching? Josh Pastner is going to be in the ACC championship game for the first time in his coaching career, and so will his players. Settling down players who might be a little bit amped up for a game that could have some really good benefits when you get a chance to hold up that trophy at the end.
Well, as a coach, when you go into a game and you're worried about calming your team down to a certain extent, that's a good problem to have. That's much better than being on the flip side where there's no juice and there's no energy and you're trying to pull it out of them. And so, you know, the one thing about the Georgia Tech team, they're older. They're experienced. Jose Alvarado, the leader of the team, plays with a tremendous amount of swag, passion, and he wants to find ways to win. I think his leadership style is a little bit different than Moses's leadership style. I think Moses has that passion and energy, but he's a little bit more laid back. Mike DeVoe, a little bit more laid back in that realm. Jordan Usher brings that effort and energy all the time. He's more on the side of Jose Alvarado. So I think there's a great mix there. And those guys understand that it's a long game. And more importantly for me, those guys have been in tough situations this year. They didn't start the season off great, and they continued to battle. They bought into Josh's system, and look where they're at now.
ESPN college basketball analyst Danny Manning joining us here on the Home Team in Hamilton show here on the Fan 680-93.7 FM.
Coach Manning, can you talk to us about the real meaning of kind of being a lame duck coach, only having maybe 2 years left on your contract and wanting to go out there and recruit. What type of feeling is that to want to have be extended beyond just 2 years of being out there on the recruiting trail?
Well, I think, you know, recruiting, there are a lot of things that go into it. But at the end of the day, you know, the people that you're recruiting, they want to know that you're going to be there for their duration of their time with at that spot. And so that's something that's really important. And, you know, it creates more long-term carryover, if you will, and it creates opportunities to develop longer-lasting relationships because now you can target even younger players in the recruiting process opposed to just juniors and seniors.
What's right and what's wrong with the game of basketball? People who look at the game now, they'll say there are just way too many three-pointers. Everybody wants to shoot three after three, and coaches are designing their schemes to run pace. That being said, there are also a lot more three-point shooters that can make those shots. Three-point shooting has gotten better. Where do you think the game is? What's right and what's wrong with the way college basketball and the NBA game is played to some extent?
I love where basketball is right now because I think there's a lot of creativity. I think there's a lot of innovation. I think there's a huge influence from international or European basketball that we're seeing right now with all the actions that are happening outside of the three-point lines. But at the end of the day, I still think you got to get paint touches. I still think there's a place for a dominant big. I still think that that's the way that you play basketball. And the majority of teams still do that. I mean, we look at the Golden State Warriors, if you will. They shoot a lot of jump shots. But you know how many times they get to the rim? You know how many times they get to the free throw line? And so there's a much better balance than what people are actually seeing in that regard. Because in order to have success at any level of basketball, you've got to be able to be respectable from behind the three-point line, inside the three-point line, and at the rim.
You ever had a problem getting in or out of Allen Fieldhouse? We saw Patrick Ewing kind of quip yesterday. Yeah, but my jersey's hanging from the rafters up in here. I don't know if I need my wristband everywhere I walk in the garden.
Pat was heated. I was on. We were on the air yesterday, and I saw that clip, and I just started laughing. I couldn't even talk. I had to spell up where I had to. I was supposed to talk about something that was going on. I just started laughing. I had to point to my co-host Sean Farnham and say, "You got to take this away. I can't believe it." But you know what? I mean, you know, it's been a while since I've been at Allen Fieldhouse, but you know, I'm sure that there are a few ushers that I would recognize, and hopefully, they recognize me.
last thing for me, Coach. Are you scratching that itch, or that itch is getting scratched in the studio, or are you still thinking about getting out there and coaching?
You know what? The game of basketball has been wonderful to me, and I want to be involved. I miss being out on the court. I miss teaching. I miss the interaction with your team and with your players. I miss seeing that daily growth of the young people that you come in contact with. Yes, I miss it. But I am fortunate to be where I'm at. ESPN's a wonderful company. They're taking great care of me, and I still get a chance to talk and share my passion and insight for the game.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. We certainly would love to catch up with you down the road. We always have a good time when you join us. Best of luck to you, and we'll be watching you on ESPN.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
ESPN college basketball analyst Danny Manning joining us via the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.